And now to resume the life of Mary Southern. Things are looking pretty black for Mary and Max Sanders. Mary was able to get Max the postponement of his trial for his activities with the gambling syndicate, but are having a very hard time fighting the subversive influence of Mr. and Mrs. Proust, who are attempting to get control of the Sanders interest, thereby the town of Sanders. Max and Mary's main reason for wanting the postponement was to fight for the interest. And now, it looks as if they were too late. Yesterday, Max sent Danny down to the Sanders Mill to get a job, but Danny was refused. It is very important that Danny get a job, as his wife is an invalid and he has two children to support. Now it is early evening in the Stratford cottage. Phyllis, Daddy, and Danny have just finished dinner. But yet, Danny has not discussed the fact that he has been turned down at the mill when he applied for work. Only Daddy knows this.
Well, that was one fine meal, if I do say so myself.
Mm-hmm. You and Danny are getting to be fine cooks.
Danny? Why, say he couldn't boil in it without me helping him and showing him how.
Well, aren't you going to defend yourself, Danny?
Huh? What? What did you say, Phyllis?
Well, Daddy was saying that he was a better cook than you are. Aren't you listening to what we're saying?
I was thinking of something else. Oh, Danny's figuring out Einstein's theory of relatives or something.
What is it, Danny? You've been so moody all day.
Oh, I'm sorry, Phyllis. I didn't realize that I was. I guess I'm just a little off my feed. It's so warm and all.
Oh, yeah, now, come on, Phyllis. I wheel you into the living room while Danny needs the table cleared and the dishes washed.
Oh, can't you let them stand for a little while and you two come and sit with me?
Okay, sounds good to me. Now, I'll just back you see a push wagon of yours up a little and...
Here, I'll wheel Philly and Daddy.
Uh-oh, look out for the rug, Danny. The wheels always get caught on it.
I will, Daddy. Philly, I'll bet you feel like you were at Atlantic City and you were riding on the boardwalk.
I'd much rather be able to walk, Danny.
Well, I wouldn't say. I wish I had the chance to try riding in one of them contraptions.
Here you are. It's all right, sir?
Fine. Oh, just turn it over this way a little more. That's it.
Well, I can tell you it feels fine to just relax into a nice, easy chair after working the fingers to the bone all day over a hot oven.
What you two need the maid to help you.
And what we need before we get a maid is money to pay the maid.
Danny, you haven't told me what happened to you when you applied for the job at the mill.
Now. Let's not talk about that.
Why not, Daddy? Philly is bound to find out sooner or later.
Oh, I figured that you didn't get the job, Danny.
Well, you figured correctly.
What happened exactly, Danny? Wasn't there an opening?
Oh, there were plenty of openings, but not for me.
Why, you're able to do the work, aren't you?
Yes, but they don't want my help.
Is it something to do with Max?
Yes, Phyllis. You see, Max sent Danny down there to see Bill Brown, the foreman.
They don't want to have anything to do with anyone connected with Max or Mary.
But Max is chairman of the Sanders interest.
Maybe, but whatever power he has must have been taken away from him by the rest of the board. I never was treated so coldly in all my life.
Yep, it only goes to show what's been happening down there. You can ruin the best person in the world with nasty rumors and whispering behind his back.
I was surprised, too. And Bill Brown has always been a pretty good friend of Max's.
And Mrs. Brown just thinks Mary's the most wonderful woman in the world. Well, she and the rest of the women made Mary's wedding dress, remember?
Well, something's been happening down there, because just before I left the mill, Brown said to me, "Look, you're the kid that got Max Sanders his trial postponement. Well, we don't want you around here. Scram."
Well, what do you think of that? There ain't no gratitude, that's all I can say.
Oh, but don't you see, Daddy? Bill Brown isn't to blame for the way he acted. Somebody's been poisoning his mind about Max.
And I can bet you I can tell you who that somebody is. Merlin Davis and that stuffed shirt Poof.
Yeah, they're getting back at me, all right, for not testifying against Max.
But, Danny, you did what you thought was right, didn't you?
Yeah, I guess so, but... You know, Philly, for the last couple of days, I've been wondering if it might not have been better if I had testified against Max.
What? Why, you...
Now, wait a minute before you fly off the handle. If I had, Mr. McGraw wouldn't have postponed the trial. And I'd have gotten the reward and the money to help fill it.
Oh, no. Daddy, you don't mean that.
But I thought you didn't want to see an innocent man sent to jail.
Daddy, you don't understand. Maybe Max wouldn't be convicted. He wanted the postponement to fight Davis and Proust for the Sanders interest. Or maybe it's too late to save the interest. Well, it looks like it. Max doesn't get anything in this postponement. And I don't get anything out of it. We're all losers. He's still got the trial to face, and I haven't got the money for Phyllis. We're almost where we were before McGraw granted that postponement.
You see, Mary, Danny and me are just where we were before McGraw gave me that postponement.
Well, at least you're out of jail, Max, so you can fight.
Yeah.
Now what you have to do is prove to this town that you're not what Proust and Davis make you ought to be. You proved yourself before, and you can do it again.
Yeah. I'll give it to you. I'll give it.
Oh, hi, Daddy. Come on in.
Hello, Maxine. Mary home?
Come in here, Daddy.
I'm sure I'd run over here and have a little talk with you.
Well, Daddy, you sound so serious. What is it?
All right, Phyllis. She feeling all right?
Oh, I guess she's feeling all right. What she's thinking, it worries me.
Yeah. Max here's doing a lot of unpleasant thinking.
I came over here tonight especially to talk with you about it.
Huh?
I didn't tell Phyllis or Danny that I was coming.
About Danny's job, did he?
Yeah, it's about the job, but more about the way they... Oh, I don't know. Well, just think how Phyllis feels. She can't walk and she can't do nothing around the house for the kids or for Danny. Just sits there in a wheelchair day in and day out.
I can imagine how she feels,
Danny. Yeah, the way she feels about Danny. She thinks she's not used to him anymore, and she's nothing but a millstone around his neck.
Gee, she ought to know Daddy better than that. He don't think so, does he?
Well, of course he don't. You can't reason with a sick person. You can't say to her, Felicia, you're acting like a foolish child, and you ought to be old enough to have some sense. You can't.
And she don't believe him, huh?
No, miss. When people feel helpless and useless, they're bound to get more busy and feel they're a burden to their friends and relatives. Maybe I ought to have a talk with Phyllis.
Danny can only get a job.
Well, I tried to get him a job, Daddy, but you know what happened.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Isn't it awfully warm in here, Max?
Huh? Yeah, now that you mention it, yeah.
Well, I'm just dying for a nice cold drink. Aren't you, Daddy?
Yeah, I could do with a glass of sarsaparilla, really.
Oh, well, we've some lemons. We could make a nice pitcher of lemonade.
Yeah, I'll make it, Toots. Say, I'm terrific at making lemonade.
Would you, Max?
Sure.
I'm so tired today. I'll take that out of this.
Okay, folks. I'll be back in a flash with a picture of fish.
What is it, Mary? I got a hunch you got something to say to me and you don't want next to you.
I have, Daddy. All this talk about close condition isn't going to be nice for me, good. I'm pretty downhearted all day.
Yeah, I suppose I've been hopping on that too much.
You tell me about it, Daddy, but not now. I don't want anything to break his spirit. He's all as tight as a muster at this point.
Yeah. Seems pretty bad if you stand his interest, maybe.
Daddy, I'm afraid we're fighting a losing fight. I have a feeling that the house of Sanders was crumbling. Now even the mill workers are against me. Now they will see. As the mill goes, I'm going to stand it.
We wonder if you're right, Mary. Is the house of Sanders crumbling? Are all the sacrifices made by Mary, by Danny, by Phyllis, by Max to go for nothing? And what of Phyllis and Danny? What is going to happen in the once happy little cottage?